Hello, this is Gary Schleifer, and I am the publisher of choice. And today we have an amazing call and an amazing guest. The topic for today is 6 easy steps to a LinkedIn profile that will attract, and we have that in capital letters, attract coaching clients. It is a very popular call with over 760 people registered and still coming on board. So before I get into this, one last housekeeping effort from our side, and that is please join the conversation at facebook.com/choicemagazine. If you see a little thumbs up at the top, just click it and like us. If you're not a big fan of Facebook and you want to unlike us afterwards, feel free to do so. It is the only place we'll be having additional conversation, questions, and an opportunity for you just to give us a shout out as to where you're calling from. Post any resonant learnings and any questions that I can squeeze into this fact-filled learning call that Donna has prepared for us today. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest, Donna Schilder, a fellow PCC, is the creator of the Get LinkedIn Now video series, which includes the video e-course, 6 Weeks to More Success Through LinkedIn. And P.S., you'll be hearing about that later in the call. Donna is also blessed with a unique combination of left and right brain thinking. That makes her the ideal person to teach others how to use social media from both the technical know-how aspect and the creative how to use it to increase your business aspect and, as we said, attract more clients. Donna has been quoted in both the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, and her coaching practice is dedicated to helping people be successful and happy using the quickest, most efficient path possible. She coaches solopreneurs such as coaches, consultants, trainers, public speakers, financial advisors, physicians, and attorneys, as well as leaders in large corporations. Learn more about Donna at donnaschilder.com. But in the meantime, may I introduce our guest today, Donna Schilder. Donna, what else would you like our audience to know about you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first I want to thank you, Gary, for having me on the call. I'm very excited about talking about a topic that I'm really passionate about because I think LinkedIn is just an amazing, amazing tool. The website for the e-course is www.getlinkedinnow.com. I can also be followed on Facebook at GetLinkedInNow. I mean, yeah, without the at. And the at is for Twitter. Media things going on here. So at GetLinkedInNow is my Twitter account. And there's also a fantastic monthly e-newsletter on LinkedIn. And I tell people 7 minutes a month, and you can learn more about LinkedIn. So if you want to join that, just click on newsletter on Get LinkedIn Now, and you'll be able to join that. So, and I'm excited for all the listeners out there, and I know we have people at several different levels from beginning to advanced, and I have something for everyone today.
Awesome. Yay. And can you, Donna, I'm going to be posting these things on the Facebook fan page. That website again, was it the website LinkedIn Now as well?
Yeah, so the website for accessing all the information that I give to people is getlinkedinnow.com.
Get LinkedIn Now. There we go. Okay, and I posted that on the Facebook fan page. There we go. Well, I'm trying to. It just doesn't want to let me do it. Oh, well, we'll get there. Go ahead, Donna. It is time for you to rock our world.
Okay.
And, I mean, the number one question that I have is, why should coaches promote themselves on LinkedIn?
Okay. Well, I'm going to get to that question in just a moment, but I want to orient the readers to that is a fantastic question, and I'm excited to answer it. But I just want to make sure that everyone understands the e-book. I have, and if you can access it, that's great. If you can access it on your screen, that's fabulous. And I will be referring to the diagrams in it, which are numbered A through G. And basically, The diagrams give examples of your LinkedIn profile. It's laid out exactly like a LinkedIn profile. It goes from top to bottom. And the reference numbers on there reference to the questions. So what you'll see is question 2 will have a 2 by it, question 3 will have a 3 by it, question 4 will have a 4 by it, and so forth. And in some cases, the answers are in more than one diagram, and I will lead you through those. And I just want to also clarify that we are focusing on LinkedIn profile today, and there's lots of other topics which Gary's going to invite me back for to talk about your network and your recommendations and your groups. And I also want to let you know that if you find at the end of this call that you want to do more with LinkedIn, my product, 6 Weeks to LinkedIn Success, more success with LinkedIn will help you get clients, and you'll be getting a great savings at the end of the program. So why should coaches promote themselves on LinkedIn? The first thing is it builds credibility. So that's really important, but I want to tell you what I think you all want to hear, which is with minimal effort, I get 2 to 3 clients a month from LinkedIn. That's 2 to 3 clients a month. And I only spend at the most 90 minutes a month on LinkedIn. So after my initial investment where I built my profile and I built my network and I joined groups and I got recommendations, after that I only need to spend about 1.5 hours a month and I get 2 to 3 clients from it. And I don't do half of what could be done. So the potential for getting clients is immense. And the reason for that is because your potential clients are on LinkedIn. There are 148 million LinkedIn users, and 37 million of those are senior executives. And the average member income is $100,000. So the people who are on LinkedIn are people who can afford your services, whether you're a life coach or an executive coach or whatever kind of coach you are. And the key is to have them find you, which I'll talk about in a minute. So that's pretty good statistics, I'd say. What do you think, Gary?
That is amazing. I'm just sitting here thinking of all of that. And I know I've done my work over the years with LinkedIn, and I totally agree. The greatest teachers I've had over the last year and a half from you and George Cal all say that LinkedIn and some of the other social media are not things you need to spend every day on. So I'm really glad to hear that affirmed again, Donna. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. You just have to do the right initial stuff. And then I'd say about quarterly I go in and you know, rev things up and dust things off. But again, you know, maybe 3-4 hours, not a lot of time. And what's really great about LinkedIn is that it gives you a place to present yourself in a different way than your website. And one of the things that I think is really powerful is that you show your work experience, and people are often drawn to you as a coach. I know for me, because I've worked in the healthcare industry or because I've worked in aerospace or because I've been a process improvement consultant or because I've been a trainer. So they get to know more about you than just your coaching, and I think that's really important. And I cannot emphasize enough that you need to fill out your profile as completely as possible. And I'll talk about the converse of what happens to you if you don't in just a minute. But and one thing to know is if you don't have a website, LinkedIn, if you make it a public profile, will have you show up in Google searches and Yahoo searches and all the different search engines. And LinkedIn is highly regarded by Google, so that if you have a LinkedIn profile that's public, it will show up high in a search for an executive coach or a business coach. So that's another reason to be on there. And again, in my videos, I show you screen by screen and mouse click by mouse click how to actually make your profile public and how to put information into your profile. And the other thing about the recommendations you get on LinkedIn is that they're so credible because the person can click on the recommendation and see who made the recommendation and see everything about that person, so that testimonials, or as it's known on LinkedIn, a recommendation, is much more powerful because it's coming from a real credible person. And if you get enough connections, oftentimes it's coming from someone they know. So that's just really powerful.
Well, Donna, tell me this. Here's the questions that's come to mind for me, and that is, well, first of all, it's a statement and a question. For me, LinkedIn is like a live professional resume. Mm-hmm. It needs to be updated like a resume. In fact, in those 15, well, an hour and 15 a month, that's when you should update it and look for at least changing at least one thing, because that moves you up in the rankings. But my question is, it sounds to me like it's not only a professional resume, but it's also a professional referral source, a very trusted, respected professional referral source. Am I correct? Is there anything I'm missing in that?
No, absolutely. And that's part of what happens is I connect to, and we'll talk about networking connections on another call in the future, but I connect to every person that I meet that's of quality. And what happens is they get reminded of me. And when they're looking for a coach, if they type in, executive coach into their search, I come up first because they know me. And they often refer through LinkedIn. And it just makes it really easy for your clients and your colleagues to refer you. And on the converse side, I get frustrated sometimes when I'm trying to refer to someone and they don't have the right keyword in their profile. So if I type in employment attorney, my friend that's an employment attorney doesn't show up in my search. And so we're going to be talking about keywords, and that is really important to making sure that you get the referrals that you want and deserve. Does that answer that question, Gary?
It does. And now I have two other things to say. One is a little, again, sorry about the housekeeping, Donna. For those of you that do not have the PDF, Sue and Carolyn have been kind enough to post it. I didn't know how to do it. They made it work, so it's up there. Thank you both. So we now have the ability from the facebook.com/choicemagazine page to link to the PDF. And then a question for now or sometime during the conversation. Corey asked, is this telecall re-LinkedIn a value to those of us that do not do business coaching or corporate coaching? And my heart says yes, but I wanted the expert to give us an answer.
Absolutely. Whatever type of coaching you do, if you put life coaching up there, if you put sales coaching, if you put coaching for handicapped, whatever you do, people will search on that and they will find you. And I often am tapped as a life coach through LinkedIn and as a presentations coach. So yes, absolutely. I would say there's more activity for the business and executive coaching right now, but I'm seeing that change and I'm seeing many more different kinds of people joining LinkedIn. The first adopters were top executives, and it's changing. So, and a lot of people are promoting small business on LinkedIn now as well. So it is for you as well.
Right. Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, and here's the other comment, and I'll let you get back to your program, and that is I've actually declined invitations from people who do not put their photograph in their LinkedIn profile.
Thank you so much for that question.
You know? So anyways, that's my little pet peeve. So
yes,
let's keep going and learn how to attract those clients.
Well, thank you. That was exactly what I was going to start to address. And I know, Gary, that's your pet peeve. And it is a digital world. I resisted putting my picture on my website, which I've had for 20 years. And the day I put my picture on, I got more clients. Put your picture on your LinkedIn profile. Make sure it's professional. Make sure that it, and if we'll go ahead and look at diagram A, if you look at my picture referenced at 2A, my head fills the page, it fills the picture. There is not a distracting background. I have a nice smile. I look friendly. I just can't emphasize enough, it's very important that you have a professional photograph that's been taken by a professional, and you could trade services for this if you need be. And if you're in Southern California, let me know. I have a fantastic photographer. I will definitely respond and give you her reference information, and you can contact me at donna@donnashilder.com. And I am collecting crazy LinkedIn pictures, so if you have any, send them to me. So one thing I want to say is don't wear a bikini in your LinkedIn profile picture.
Okay, really?
Really, and it was a recruiter that did it, and there's a blog post on my blog about it. I have seen pictures with people with a flower in their hair. I apologize to the coach that's done this, but I've seen a woman with a glass of wine in her hand. I've seen people sitting on their husband's laps. I've seen clutter in the background. I've seen weird looks on people's faces. Put a professional picture on your LinkedIn profile, please.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Okay.
And
I thought my pet peeve was small enough. You've got a nice collection going.
Oh, and I'm going to keep collecting them, and those are some of my most popular blog posts. So send them to me if you got them. Also, a big, huge pet peeve for me is put your PCC, ACC, or MCC on your LinkedIn profile. I cannot believe how many credentialed coaches don't have that, and that's our competitive edge, and that's our way to promote credentialing and to differentiate ourselves. So if you look at 2B on diagram A, in this case I put professional certified coach, and sometimes I change it to PCC. Unfortunately, it wouldn't all fit. I go back and forth, and when I get my MCC, boy, is that going up there. But
mine's in there. Now you had me frantically checking, and it's like, nope, there it is. Okay, I passed that test. Next.
And it's easy. You just add it at the end of your name. So you click at it by your name, and you just add it at your name. Gary, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
No. What I was saying is you had me worried, so I went on another screen and double-checked. So I have PCC behind my name.
Awesome. So, and if you have a master's degree or a PhD, put that there too, and it's prominent. And this will show in any activity that you do on LinkedIn. If you post to a group, if you post an event, if you put a status update, this name with your PCC or your MCC or your ACC will show up. And what will also show up is what's right underneath that there, which is marked as 2C, which is your headline or tagline. People call it headline, and some people call it tagline, but whatever you call it, it is a very important piece of real estate, because this is where you say what you do and what the impact of what you do is. So you can see I have put on there executive coach, leadership coach, career coach, supporting you in achieving greater success. And I've put my email address, which I'll talk about in a minute. This is your tagline. And you'll notice I didn't put executive coach, comma, leadership coach, comma, career coach. And the reason is because people won't search on that. What they'll search on is executive coach. And this is prime real estate for impacting the LinkedIn searches, which I'll talk about in just a second. But I want to point out to you that your tagline is different than your status update, because a lot of people get confused about that. Your tagline shows wherever you post things. Your status update is like a microblog. It's a place where you can post what you're doing, or if you post an event, that will come up there. And in this case, I advertised our call that we're on right now. You can see I said, grow your business through LinkedIn, and 1122. So to see, make sure you have a good, strong tagline that tells what you do there. And then 2D is pointing out you want to have good recommendations, and you want to have recommendations that tie to what you're doing right now. If you change from life coaching to business coaching, you want to have at least some that say business coaching in them. Does that all make sense to you, Gary?
It totally does. And I'm wondering, is there, is there too few or too many recommendations as you put on page 3, 2D?
Fantastic question. Zero is too few. I think 1 to 2 is too few. I think around 20 is fantastic, and you want to spread them across your different positions if possible. There are clubs out there that try to get as many as possible, so I've seen people that have 500, and I think that's overkill and kind of turns me off a bit, but maybe that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good pointing then, good pointing. One question from Dana. She says, just goes to basics of LinkedIn and inviting. I'm hesitant to accept invitations from people I've met but don't know that well. Good idea or not? Thoughts?
Great question, and I go really in-depth on the six-week e-course, and I also will go into deep depth on that when we have a future call on networking. But my answer to the question is, if they are a quality person, I link to them. If they have something about them that people might know that's negative, I don't link to them. And I think it's important to set up phone calls with people and get to know them better so that you're selling your services and so that you have people you can refer to in your network. So there's a couple of philosophies on connecting. Again, I go over that in detail in the six-week e-course, but some people go and they're lions and they go for connecting to as many people as possible, and some people only connect to quality people, and there's in-between philosophies, but it really has to do with what your purpose for your LinkedIn account is. Salespeople, I would connect to everybody. You know, recruiter, going to connect to everybody and hide who you're connected to. As a coach, I like to have quality people I know in my LinkedIn connections.
And, you know, and great, I love the word philosophy. So that would answer Dana and Michael's question because they're both on, you know, on both sides of that question, right? And when I think of for myself, I'm looking to connect openly with people because I see it as a part of the choice community. So
right.
Yes, it's me, but it's not, you know what I mean? Like my philosophy is a little different. I'm committed to being open to communication and doing everything I can to reach as many people as I can.
And that's a completely different thing. And by the way, Gary, you could have two LinkedIn accounts. You could have a company choice account and you could have your personal Gary account. And that way mm-hmm. you'd have a different philosophy on those two. So,
well, what's the difference between that and a group account on LinkedIn, or is that another topic for another day?
We might be getting
there's
way
so
off
much
topic.
We can talk about, right?
Yeah, there's so much. I think we might want to hold that one.
Okay.
If that's okay, but
you can tell me later when we follow
yeah,
up.
Well,
how's that?
You know, and you can email me with questions, you guys. But the group thing is a separate thing. But just know that you can have more than one account. It could be a company account or it could be a product account, and you're going to have a different philosophy for those. And so you really have to sit down and think about why am I doing this, and if based on that, who am I going to connect to? And I really think it's important to make a decision about that prior to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
So I'm going to go on and just hit one more thing about your profile, which is that having an empty or scanty or lackluster profile can hurt you. If people click, and by the way, I hate it when I go to look for somebody, I get to their profile and it's blank. It's like I took the time to look you up, and you didn't take the time to tell me anything about yourself. So I think that hurts you. I think people, if it's, you know, scanty or it's not well written or it's empty, you lose credibility. You may seem inexperienced and ineffective or lazy, or you may confuse them. So I think it's okay to, you know, start and get some stuff up there, but your short-term goal should be to fill it out completely, give people great information, and I highly encourage you guys to go and look at my profile, and what you'll see is that it's very well, fully filled out, and I think that's what attracts people, and I all the time get comments on, you know, how effective it looks. So take a look at that. And if it's okay, we'll go on to number three, which is what is the number one secret for attracting the right people to your LinkedIn profile?
Okay, I got my pen and paper ready.
And it is keywords. Using keywords that your potential clients would use to find you. So you got to get into the heads of your potential clients. So if it's a life coaching client, they might type in life coach. They might type in stress relief. They might type in problem solving or decision making. If you are an executive coach, they might type in leadership coach. They might type in executive coach. They might type in business strategy. So there's a whole art to selecting the right keywords, but having those keywords in your profile, especially in the places that are assumed to be high impact on the LinkedIn search algorithm, is the most effective way to move yourself up in the searches and attract the right people to your LinkedIn profile. And some of you are scratching your head right now wondering what LinkedIn search algorithm means.
How did you see me? I was scratching my head trying to figure out where you did it, let alone what.
What is it? What is it? The LinkedIn search algorithm is basically the formula LinkedIn uses to return results in LinkedIn searches. So if you do a people search and you type in a phrase like virtual assistant in the people search, LinkedIn has a mathematical formula in the background that determines who shows up first. And we know this is true in Google. The cool thing about the LinkedIn search engine is that it's very responsive. So when you make changes, you'll see change right away, at least within a day, if not right away. So you can experiment and see how you show up in your own search, but you also want to have friends do a search to see how you're showing up, because it's not just the keywords that impact the search, it's also who people are linked to and how active you are and so forth. But keywords are really important. So the top areas that are thought to highly impact the search algorithm for LinkedIn are the headline or tagline, which I've already pointed out on diagram A, your job titles, and so that's under your experience, the job titles that you put, your specialties section, which I'll show you in a second, and your skills section. Nobody knows for sure, but my experimentation seems to bear out what common knowledge is about the search engine. I'll stop there, Gary. Any questions so far?
Wow. I think for me and a number of people, we have to catch up. I think that we've caught up to all the questions. Let me just do. Here we go. Susan asked.
Hello, my name is Dr. Gazelle. Could you just tell me what URL to go to visualize the slides that you're referring to?
If you go to the facebook.com/choicemagazine, there are links on that page that will take you directly to the PDF.
Thanks so much.
And I apologize for those of you who didn't get it. It was supposed to have arrived once you registered for this call. There we go. Back to you, Donna. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Sorry, Susan asked the question, how does one get the keywords into the profile, which you've just explained? She says here, LinkedIn only gives you one choice, professional training and coaching. But Susan, I think what Donna explained is there are a number of different places to put it where it's free form and not forced. I know what you're talking about. So, you know, when you're talking about industry and things like that. So hopefully you have your answer now, Susan.
Yeah, and perfect lead-in. Let's go ahead and go to Diagram A. And if you don't have the diagram, go to your LinkedIn profile. And one of the places that's freeform is your tagline. So in your tagline where mine says executive coach, leadership coach, career coach, that's where you can put some keywords in. They are highlighted in green and have a number 3 by them. You can also put those keywords under experience and the name of each job. And by the way, again, I've got screens of LinkedIn in my video e-course that will show you exactly how to do this. And so, you know, if it's not quite making sense about how to do it, that's what you can get from the e-course. But if you look down further on number 3, you can see that my current and past positions have keywords in them, like leadership coach. And then if you go to Diagram B, which is the summary section and of your LinkedIn profile, you will see under the summary there's specialties. And for some reason, LinkedIn lumped summary and specialties into together to one piece. So when you're editing your LinkedIn profile, if you click on summary, and click on Edit Summary, then you are able to access the Specialties section, which is another high-impact area of your LinkedIn profile. And what you'll see is I've underlined in green leadership coaching, executive coaching, communication coaching. So, again, for you life coaches, communication coaching would be a keyword you could use. And so basically all of the words that I've listed in my specialties section are keywords. And I've done it in 2 formats. I stole this from somebody else, and that's a really good tip, is steal from other people the way they do things. Look at who shows up high in the searches and look at what they do and emulate them. And by the way, you guys are all going to steal all my clients now, but... Yeah, but you know what? I want you all to be successful. So I have actually in my specialties section listed the keywords in 2 different ways, and leadership coaching might be the way they type it in instead of leadership coach, so that's a good thing. And so I've also then in purple, those are keywords that are in my profile that I put into the freeform summary section, but they're not thought to be the high impact on the search, so I have just highlighted them in purple so that you can see that. And then if you go to Diagram C, which is experience, you can see that I have put in my first job, leadership coach, executive coach, career coach. Again, that is a free form area that you can put your keywords into, and then I've scattered other keywords into the body of that, which is not thought to be high impact on the search algorithm, but is definitely taken into account. So you can see the purple highlighted words as well. So for those of you that don't have the copy, if you're looking at your LinkedIn profile, if you look at experience, that's a place where you can put keywords. So hopefully that helps you understand the keywords and how to use them. Again, you really want to put them in your tagline, your job titles, your specialties section, and your skills section. And the skills section is actually over on page 8, Diagram D. And this is an experimental new beta test section of LinkedIn. There's a special way you have to add it in. It's under add sections. It's going to be really hard for me to explain this one. It's definitely in the videos. But in this case, these are drop-down things that you can choose. So you want to use the drop-downs because I think when it's a drop-down, it's easier for the algorithm to use in the search. So that's a totally new field that's been in there probably 4, 5, 6 months. And you definitely want to add this to your profile if you're already a user. So is it okay if I go on to question 4, Gary?
You certainly can, because we have some people asking that kind of question about putting email
perfect.
In the tagline. Thank you, Sue. So go ahead and tell us about that.
Okay. So I've talked about how to attract people to your LinkedIn profile, but you also want them to be able to get in contact with you once they get there. This drives me crazy. I'll go to a LinkedIn profile, and I'm not connected to the person, so I can't send them a LinkedIn email, and their phone number and their email address is not on their profile. So my philosophy about getting clients is make it as easy as possible for them to get in touch with you. And that means putting your contact information in multiple places on your LinkedIn profile. So if you go to the top, if you're looking at my profile on LinkedIn, or if you're looking at Diagram A, what you'll see is that I put my email address into my tagline. Wherever I post, people can contact me. If I answer a question in a group, if I answer a question in answers, wherever I am, and whoever looks at my profile, they can email me. So you could put your phone number here, and what I do is I kind of change it up. But you want either your phone number or your email address in your tagline. And then if you look down further, you'll see some yellow highlights with the number 4 next to them. You want to put your websites on there. And Gary, do you ever go to websites and find it difficult to contact the person?
Oh, thank you for letting me in on that one. What a pain. Like, someone reaches out to me, and first of all, they don't have a phone number in their email signature. They don't have anything that tells me. So I grab the name, I go to LinkedIn. It's a resource for me. And
exactly.
I put that right in. I'm like you. My philosophy is make it easy for people to reach me. A lot of people they're commenting on the Facebook.com, and thanks, Pat. It's not the Facebook. My friend Pat sent me an email comment on that. Facebook.com/Choice Magazine. But they're... You know, I've never had a problem, and I have thousands of people connecting with me. And there are ways you can stop them. If they're abusive, you can unfriend them. You can unlink them in. I've done it. I have done it. But don't go the line of scarcity. Go the line of abundance. Be open. Have your arms and your heart open to communicating with people in the world. Make it easy for us to follow up with you. That's it. Off the podium. Your turn.
So even sometimes when I go to someone's website, I get there and there's no way to contact them. It's like, don't put the website up if I can't contact you.
And I'm sorry, just in the spirit of making it easy, I'm on the Facebook.com/Choice Magazine. Where do you find your PowerPoint that you keep referring to, please?
If you go further down, it's if you look at the time, it's way down on the line. Maybe, Sue, if you could repost. Sue Johnson put it up, and so did, I think it was Carolyn. Look,
great.
If you go down to your Facebook.com and click older posts, you'll see Sue Johnson at 30 minutes ago posted it.
Great.
All righty.
So the website comment I'm making is your webmaster told you put a form rather than putting your email address or your phone number on your website. If you go to donnashilder.com, my phone number and my email are right at the top, and I get tons of clients from it. And the form is great, but it's hard to fill out, so it's another step that keeps people away from you. And oftentimes I fill those out and nobody contacts me. So just make it really easy for them to contact you. And if you'll notice in diagram B, at the end of my summary, I put my phone number in the middle of it, I'm sorry. And if you look at diagram C, at the bottom of my first job, I put my phone number. And then most importantly of all, if you look at diagram E, which is your personal information, which shows up at the bottom of your profile, make sure you fill in your personal information with your phone number and your email address, and make sure that you make it public so that people can see it. Otherwise, they can't contact you. And that's the most important one because that's where people know to look in order to get connected with you. So going on from there, I believe I've got so much stuff to tell you I can't. Yeah, I love to give value. It's important to me that I give you lots of value. So then we're on question number 5. And I can't find question number 5. Wow. Okay, here we go. Making your LinkedIn profile attractive. If you look at my profile, and I would suggest you open up my profile, open up yours, open up a friend's, kind of look at the differences. What you will see is that I use symbols in my profile to help people be able to read it. Reading on the screen is different than reading a piece of paper. And so you want lots of light, white space, you want short, concise segments of text, and you want visual signposts. Now, a lot of you out there are saying, but I can't type a dash or a bullet or a comma into LinkedIn, which is absolutely correct. You cannot, but there's a way around it. And if you happen to have my getlinkedinnow.com website open, and you click on free tools, and by the way, if you don't, I've given you the tiny URL and you can just type that in. And if you don't have the book now, you can get it later and you'll be able to backtrack and see this. But if you click on number 5 under free tools, it's symbols to use for your LinkedIn profile. You click on that, what you will see is a list of symbols. And what you can do is copy the symbol. So you highlight it, copy it, and then go to your profile and you can paste it in. Not a lot of people know about this. And so this is a free tip that's really going to help you out to make your profile look more attractive. So, and if you look at my profile, say you look at diagram, well, first of all, you look at diagram A and you see that I put stars around my tagline, and boy, does that make me look stand out. And I put it there because I am a star. Right, Gary?
I was going to say, but a bum, here it comes.
So I love the star symbol. But if you look at lower in my profile or diagram B, you'll see stars, you'll see sideways triangles. If you look at diagram C, you'll see diamonds, you'll see squares, all highlighted with the number 5. All that formatting really makes you stand out. And if you look at a profile that doesn't have that in there, you will see the difference. And this is really going to make you stand out. And also make sure you proofread and make sure you click on view my profile as others see it, because that's how they will see it, and have some friends take a look at it as well. Gary, any comments or questions?
Well, you know what, Em, you're leading into, I think, that the absolute pinnacle question for today's call, and that is, how can a coach use their LinkedIn profile to sell their coaching services? Now, I know you've told us a lot of things about, you know, you've told us about the why, about the first impression, the number one secret, making yourself easily accessible. And thank you for saying, you know, not just on LinkedIn, but in other places. I think we both have. And making it more attractive. I, too, like stars, so watch for mind changing. But really, let's get to the nuts and bolts of, like, so how do they use this? I'm curious because I've been told, be careful. You know, it's like a bank account. You know, you've got to put a lot in before you can take out. You know, there are people who never sell anything, and there are people that's all they do is sell. And, you know, both are kind of annoying. One's less annoying, obviously, than the other. But what's the balance?
Well, I think it's making sure that when you write your summary and you write your first job, which is coach, that you write in a heartfelt way what benefits you bring to the client. So you're authentic. Most people suggest that you write in first person, and you can see what I wrote in my summary. My mission in life is to help people be successful and happy using the quickest, most efficient path possible. And then I talk about that I help you with productivity, time management, leadership skills, goal attainment, work-life balance. So those are all the benefits that I'm bringing, but there's an element of who I am and sincerity to it. And,
wow.
You know, if you have to and you just put your resume up, that's better than not putting anything. But when you take it to this level, I think that's where you start getting people to call you.
You know, and I'm just going to say how much I noticed your own energy and the way you just said that. That spoke just as much volume as the words you used. They're coming from your heart and being respectful, and that one hit home for me.
Nice. Thanks for noticing that. Yes, you know, it seems like a big business medium here, but I think people respond to the humanity of your picture and your summary and what you have to say and your passion about the work you do now and the passion that the work you do in the future, you did in the past. I think that comes through depending on how you write it. So I think that's really important. And if you go over and look at my experience, my first job, you know, I've talked about how I can help a leader increase their effectiveness of their strategic thinking. I've talked about how I would help a small business owner, how I would help a professional. And so I think segmenting who you're talking to and telling them how they can benefit is, you know, really brings the power to it.
Great.
Yeah, and I also think having a fully filled out profile that, you know, gives all your experiences really, really helps. And I have to say that part of enrolling people into your practice is the phone call afterwards. So my process is people contact me because of my profile and because of my status updates. Then they say, you know, I want to link to you. And what I write back is I like to have a get-to-know-you phone call before I link to someone that I don't know. So for somebody I know, I just link to them as long as they're quality. But for someone I don't know, I, you know, write back and I say, we need to have a get-to-know-you phone call. And this starts to be the sales process rather than the effort that you're putting into LinkedIn. And the first question I ask is, why did you contact me? Why did you want to link to me? And about half of them say, because I'm looking for a coach. And if I hadn't reached out to them, they may not have called me. So then from there, I find out why they're looking for a coach, and I do my regular sales process. In some cases, I give a sample session. In some cases, I'm able to enroll them right away. For those that aren't looking for a coach, I may still get them interested in being coached, and that's because of the heartfelt conversation I have with them the connection I make, and I'm telling you, the clients that I've gotten from LinkedIn are amazing people. I just got to meet one of them in person. Who I live in California, she's in Washington D.C., and I just got to meet her because we were both in Las Vegas. And I mean, she's an amazing, high-level person that I am just thrilled to know, let alone feel so honored to coach. So,
awesome. No, Donna, I just have to say that it's really great to hear the positive sides of social media. Like I said earlier, a lot of people are running in from a scarcity place on regarding social media. And there are so many good stories about social media that people aren't hearing or aren't being told. So thank you for giving us a few of yours.
Yeah, and you know, I've had very few bad stories from LinkedIn, but I've had a few, and I just disconnect from them, and they're out of my life. So, you know, and they haven't been that bad. You know, I had one woman get irate with me because I asked for the call, and she was in Norway, and she didn't want to pay for the call. And I would have been happy to pay for the call, but when she wrote the email back to me with capital letters, I just decided to archive it and go on because obviously she wasn't coming from a team spirit.
Yeah, good point. And that's true. I mean, we do. There's way more power in our connections online than there is in real life, and I think a lot of people do have a lot of friendships and things still going on that are just not serving them.
Right, right, exactly. And I believe in getting rid of the relationships that don't work to make room for the relationships that do. So I'm not above archiving a request, but you don't have to be mean about it. You just disappear on them.
Do one last tip, and then we're going to have you back. Mm-hmm. Donna, what's one thing you really, really like people to go away and do, or one final tip you'd like them to know before we wrap our call today?
You know what? Get your picture up on your profile. Get your credentials up on your name. And make sure you fully fill out your profile so that people are more likely to find you and you're going to get the clients that I want you to get.
That is easy. And you just reminded me of something, too, and that is that LinkedIn helps you improve your profile. You may not get everything done the first time around. Just do something. Take a first step. If you're not registered for LinkedIn, register. If you need to add a piece to your profile, add. If you think of a keyword, put it in your name or in the places that Donna said. There were far too many. I'm looking at mine now going, okay, I've already done that one. I did this one. I did this one. And by the way, Donna, you'd be happy to know that already two more people viewed my profile today as a result of this call.
All right. And I want to ask everybody to link to me, too. I'd love to be linked to you. So I know that coaches are fantastic people and choice readers are fantastic people. So go ahead and invite me. Probably won't have time to do calls with all of you, but you're pre-qualified because you're choice readers.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Donna, oh, a pleasure, and you're right. I can't wait to have you back on again. I don't know. We may have to do this one again. It was so rich, and we didn't get to all of the questions. But everyone has all the resources. They know how to reach you, and it's all on the facebook.com/choicemagazine or getlinkedinnow.com or from PDF. Like, there's a multitude of ways. Just pick one, move forward, and let's all really rock the world with information about professional coaches ready to serve.
Love it.
To all of our American friends, I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving. Here in Canada, we did it a month ago because it's colder up here and things harvest earlier. I want to say I'm very thankful for having the opportunity to present such amazing people like Donna and for being of service to everyone in the Choice community. So to everyone all around the world, thank you very much. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Donna, you have yourself a great Thanksgiving. We're going to have you back soon in our follow-up call. We're going to schedule that call.
Okay, can't wait. So
all right.
Thanks
have a great
so much for having me on.
No problem. Have a great day, everyone.